Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Choose your life and the bullshit you go through in it. It's a test, and if you use your mind one day, you might can win it. But all these proving points to everybody but yourself, you miss a chance, and now you want to scream about some sudden death.
Thank you for joining us for episode 3. It's called Spelling for a Reason. How y'all fellas doing? What's up, Mental? What's up?
What's going on with it?
What's good? What's good, people?
How y'all been?
Been all right. Just maintaining.
How you been, Rafiki?
Oh, I've been Rafiki-tastic, as I say.
Hey, Rafiki, you saw that I put out a podcast called Change, right?
Oh, yes.
You've had some changes since the last time we spoke to you, right?
Oh, yes, because I manifested.
Oh, interesting word.
There's today's topic. There's that word again.
There's that word again, huh, Mental?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, all right. Well, shoot. Since Rafiki ready to get into it, let's get into it. In my Chris Tucker voice, do you hear the words coming out my mouth? That's one of the classic lines in a movie that has become iconic. The bigger question is, do you hear the words coming out your own mouth? Do you pay attention to the things you speak out loud? How important are the words you speak? Do they hold any power? Hey, y'all remember this? Sticks and stones can break my bones, but words can never hurt me is the saying. But is that actually true? I remember going to, when I was a practicing Catholic, and I would go to confession. I would tell the priest my little sins, and then he would say some words. And then you know what he would tell me to do? Go out there and say some prayers about 30 times, repeated. Why was he telling me to go out here? What was the purpose of me repeating those prayer words? Another saying, be careful for what you wish for, because you just might get it. What does that actually mean? It means something we say we desire, if it was to come true, it may turn out to be undesirable. With that being said, I guess someone should know and really be connected to what they truly desire, wouldn't y'all say?
Of course.
Most definitely.
Hopefully, in this episode, Mental is going to be able to break down and we can get into some of these questions that I put forward. You know, just questions that make me say, huh. So, what's going on, Mental, with these words?
There's a lot going on with these words, man. You know, people don't know what's going on with some of these words. At one time, I didn't know what was going on with some of these words. But as I've gotten older, you know, getting deeper off in the journey and paying attention to different things, you know, the way we spell these words, this shit affects us. The placement of these words that we put them, that's a big one right there. And then...
Wait, you said placement?
The placement.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, like how we was talking the other day, and you was saying something about, I forgot what it was we were talking about, really, but you was like, oh, I was scared to do something. Like, no, don't say I was scared to do it, you know, but I scared somebody, you know, you can get that. Mm-hmm. And you was like, okay, he wanna, what you was like, semantics, that was basically a premise, like semantics. And I was like, no, it's the word placement, you know. Somebody being scared is different from them scaring somebody else. You know, that's, you know, the word placement of the word scare. So, you know, I got a few definitions here. And I'm gonna start off with the word spell.
That's a great starting point.
The word spell. Got a couple of them here. a write or name the letter that form a word in a certain sequence. All right.
Can you repeat that? Wait, repeat that.
A write or name the letters that form a word in a certain sequence.
All right.
And the next one here is a form of words used as a magical charm or incantation. Now, the definition of incantation is a series of words said as a magic spell or charm. You know, that's, you know, some abracadabra, hocus pocus. You know, you get your big witch pot with your brew and, you know, drink two of these and you, whatever type of spell you want to get, you know. So spells.
You know what word stood out to me in that definition that you read?
I don't.
Sequence. Yeah. In the first part,
uh-huh.
A sequence of words. And the reason that stood out to me is like in computer, writing computer code, isn't that like a sequence of words, letters and stuff to command an action?
Mm-hmm. Mm. All the, it's all spell, you know, you just put a spell on that computer for this computer to act a certain way. And we'll get to that, you know, right. Acting a certain way a little later. But, you know, like, so when we're talking about the name, okay, so the first one, it was pretty much, you know, like spelling a word. You're dealing with letters. So that action could have been called lettering. You're creating words. That action also could have been called wording instead of spelling. So you're being played with right there. Your brain automatically being played with right there because you learn how to spell and you learn other cultures' rights and orders before you learn your own.
So let me get this straight. You're saying, you just said, if when we actually put letters together, they should call that lettering.
It could be called.
When you have groups of letters together in a certain way,
sequence.
Mm-hmm. Then that is wording.
We can go with either one of those because you're playing with letters, you're putting letters in certain whatever.
But the groups of letters are words.
See, now I want to chime in real quick. And I want to say this right here. We have to understand this right here, too. The English that we know here in America is one of the hardest and misunderstood language to learn due to the simple fact that there's so many different meanings behind each word. And English was actually the what we know as English here in America is man-made. It wasn't really considered a language because if we go back to the our original languages, we wouldn't be speaking the way we would be speaking. We would be actually speaking with more of noises than anything, and signing. So I want to throw that out because we have evolved in from just making certain noises to get our points across. Our hands would do our talking for us and things like that. So I want to put that out there. No, he did not. Why are you going to do that to me?
I'm just saying.
That's what you said.
That's what you just said. That's where we began with.
I mean, I'm just saying, if we want to get technical, that, you know, that's how the original languages really were. Then there was many different languages.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I like to throw in a few jokes there, Rafiki.
I know you do. I know you do.
All right, Mental.
Absolutely correct, Rafiki. You know, I've said that shit a couple of times. And because of the rules of these damn, this English language and shit, they have rules that contradict rules. They have rules that in cases does not follow the rule more than it follows the rule. For instance, y'all remember that rule to spell a word with I and E next together?
I before E, except after C.
That right there. There's damn near 1,000 words that break that rule. And there's not even 50 words that follows that rule.
Did y'all hear that?
There's 1,000.
I think the number is like 934 or some shit.
That break that rule.
That breaks that rule.
Name one.
Like 48, name 47 one. Words that follows that rule.
Name one that breaks the rule.
Name one that breaks the rule. There.
I before E. Except that the C.
Now notice there's different
C H E I R and there's no C.
And science.
Exactly.
Science. Ain't that funny? Science breaks the rule. Wait, science, why y'all not following the rule?
I mean, you know. This English language has so many rules, it's hard to keep up, which is why it is, I would go far to Rafiki to say it is the hardest language to learn. Not one of them, the hardest. I would, you know, Rafiki was being generous, you know, but that it's crazy. It's crazy.
Hey, Mental, you just said I would. Tell the people how you spell I.
E-Y-E.
Hey, y'all. You need a Dakota. If you get a text message from Mental, you need a Dakota.
You're going to need a codex fucking with me.
Unless you know him like us, and we can decipher his words, so we could be...
And it ain't even really like this. See, you know... Learning this English language is fucking did a big ass number on us because we spell words incorrectly. If we take the rule, check this out, how we were taught to read, if we take that rule, a lot of these words would not make sense. The word would have a totally different pronunciation. If we was to actually take the rule that we learned on how to read, each letter has this own sound. But with these words with silent letters in it, we'll be pronouncing these words with silent letters. Silent letter is dumb. Like, I don't hear it, but I see it. I don't hear it, but I see it. So this is fucking your brain. Because
Wait. You said silent letter is what? Dumb?
Dumb as fuck, yes.
He said it. He said the silent
letter. The B letters. On the end of dumb. That B on the end of dumb, you don't hear. That dumbass.
Dumb. Think about that, y'all. Dumb is spelled D-U-M.
There is no reason to have a silent letter. There's nothing that says, hey, if you was to create a word, how would I know when I want to add a silent letter? You just do it do it wherever you feel like the K in the knife. If we was to pronounce that word, that word would be knife or knife. But now, if you say knife, the E on the end of the word is wrong, is silent. See, and it's...
I have a question. If you started saying knife E, would that change the meaning of the word?
Would that change the meaning of the word?
Because
I don't think it would, because it's gonna carry that, it's gonna carry that same spirit.
Well, if I walk into the restaurant right now and I look at the waiter and I say, hey, can you bring me a knife? What is he gonna do?
I think he's gonna know exactly what the fuck he's talking about.
Well, since we're on a little bit of spelling, I want to say this right here. I'm trying to learn one of my native tongues. And I want to say this right here. In what I have experienced, the word that we know as G-O-O-D is good, right? But in Norway, it is spelled G-O-D. And it's pronounced good. And it is also spelled G-O-D-T.
Shouldn't good be spelled also G-U-D? Pronounced. Shouldn't that be U-D-D?
Good, but it's not.
Didn't you say good? Good?
It's pronounced good, but it's spelled G-O-D. But we here in America say good, I mean, spelling it G-O-D, we pronounce it as God, but it's good.
Well, Rafiki, if you go to any church and say, God is what?
Good.
You're saying good is good. It's basically what you're saying in a different language. And we spell there as T-H-E-E-R, right? They spell it D-E-R. There.
Like go over there?
Right.
Yeah.
And when we pronounce, you know, we spell the word hi, H-I, as in saying hello to somebody, hi. It's H-I, right? But in Norway, it's H-E-I.
And see, I would have no problem with that, right? Because as long as correct spelling would go along, you know, location, wherever you are. But it doesn't matter how you spell this word. If you hear, if I was to spell feel, not F-E-E-L, but P-H-E-A-L, it would be the same sound, right? So would that be wrong? No, yes, it would be wrong because it's not what we were taught was right. But your brain works and it has to be paired at all time when reading something. You have to hear exactly what you see. So if I was to see knife written on the paper, that word correctly would be knife according to the way your brain is wired when it comes to actually learning on supreme intelligence. This is what some of the ancients was talking about right here. You know, there was no such thing as metaphors. There was no such thing as silent letters. There was no such thing as 75 definitions for one word. That was all part of the confusion, all part of the programming that was taking place to get control of your mind. Which is, as we move on to the next definition I have, the word magic. Power of apparently influencing the course of events by using mysterious or supernatural forces.
That word supernatural brings up certain type of feelings in people, man.
What type of feeling it brings?
Fear, evilness, darkness, sin.
Because
what is sin?
Because people was trained and programmed under a fear-based umbrella. Anything that has to deal with you on a soul level, it's automatically deemed evil, bad, all of those things you just named. When it's dealing with you outside of the body, taking the whole body off the table, just you as a soul or a spirit or whatever you want to call it, The sun is supernatural. The moon is supernatural. The stars, the clouds is supernatural. But when we hear that, because of the association given with supernatural, those things you just named, we automatically turn our nose up at it, turn our shoulder to it. We don't want no parts of it because it's evil. It goes against good, God.
Well, Rafiki, when you use that word supernatural with people, how does that come off? Are you hit with resistance?
What, supernatural? Supernatural is real.
Yeah, but what type of, when you use that word, what do you observe from other people?
Oh, a lot of people who fear it because they don't understand it. Because I hate to say this, but I'm going to say it anyways, a lot of people are brainwashed with the actual religion with itself. They're brainwashed.
Me and you both came out of that. Did you fear the supernatural at one time?
To be honest, I've never feared it. Mm. I've always known that there was something there, but I just could never explain it until I actually officially stepped into what I am in now.
You never heard the fear of the unknown, Rafiki?
Exactly.
I understand.
People do fear the unknown if they, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and throw this out there. If people could get this, if they can grab a hold of what I'm about ready to say, they will understand it. You are not supposed to fear death, but people do fear it. We are here to experience death. And once we can understand that death is nothing evil except for just crossing over into the supernatural world. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. That is what the afterlife really is. The afterlife is actually the supernatural realm, because we are in human form, but we're spiritual beings. We are actual spiritual beings in a human form to go through things in life, either as lessons to be learnt or to actually face death without fear. And see, religion will teach you to basically fear death, because if you don't serve this, you're going to go into a place called hell.
So are we committing a sin by talking about this subject?
No, it needs to be. It needs to be discussed.
What do you say, Mental?
Is it a sin? I don't know. Ain't no sin. Ain't no such thing as sin.
I said that a minute ago when you said that word. Define sin to me. Define the word sin actually to me.
Without Google
or nothing like that, who told you something was sin? Who told you that?
The church.
Mental.
Well, my grandma told me about sin. I learned what sin was through church. Outside of that, that's the only time anybody used sin.
Wait. So sin is actually a fear-based word.
It's a rule with bad consequences. It's a bad.
Who told you it was sin?
So is the word sin a spell?
Every word.
Bingo.
How was every word a spell, Mental? How was every word a spell?
Every word, because we just learned what a spell was a few clicks back. A rite or name, the letters that form a word, sin. The word sin is a spell. Then when we get down further in my definitions here, we'll find the definition will show us why people are afraid of it.
Remember I said I had a question for you?
What's the question, Jay?
Just man, I was waiting, trying to hold it off, but maybe this is a good time to insert it. You see the shirt I got on?
Let's see.
What's it say?
Thoughts become things?
Yeah. Thoughts become things. Here's my question, Mental. What do you think may be stronger? Your thoughts or the words that come out of your mouth?
Well, it's thoughts. It starts with a thought. Then you have to cast your spell by saying it. So they both have...
Whoa, wait. Stop right there. You don't speak every thought. You don't speak every thought.
You do.
How so?
You know that KRS-One, he did an exercise.
Oh, Rockstar?
Yeah.
Well, you getting too technical now. Because they don't know about Rockstar, bro. We might be talking to people this first time they really on this subject. So, because you remember how did I start? Do you hear the words coming out my mouth? Mm-hmm. Be careful for what you ask for. You just might get it.
Mm-hmm. It's the intentions in behind your words,
not just the intention. You know, people say, you know, the intention, this, the intention plays a part in it. Yes, it does. But it doesn't all ride on the back of intention. You have to have the words of whatever said thing or spell you're trying to cast or manifest.
So wait. Let me interrupt and let me just use myself, since it was asked me a little while ago about, you know, I heard Paul's podcast on Change, and I want to insert this right here at this particular time. I myself just basically did all that. What do you mean by that? Well, I done it by this right here. I needed a place of my own. Okay?
It started as a thought.
It started as a thought, but you had to put that thought into action. There's another key word, action. And you have to put forth effort in order to make it come forth into a full circle. So, let me just go ahead and give you the full rundown real quick.
Wait.
This place that I'm in, Rafiki,
I got $1 million question for you. Did you ever say that out loud?
Let me finish my story. So, with that being said, this is how it went down. Yes, I got up, went out, filled the paperwork. They told me plainly that there was a 4-month waiting period. So I had to be placed onto a list. Well, let's just say this right here. I said, into the spirit, I said, no, I need this place quicker. And I spoke it to the T, I need this place within a month. So, 2 weeks
later.
Wait,
you said that out loud?
I said it out loud. Most definitely did.
All right.
So with that being said, 2 weeks later, I get a phone call and they told me, okay, we have two places. We have a place available. Are you still interested? I said, yes, I am. Well, you know, I was told that they was going to call me back on a Friday. I got the call on Wednesday. They told me they was going to call me back on Friday. And they said, if you don't hear from us, call us back. So they thought I was going to call back on a Monday. Oh, no. I woke up. I waited around for the right proper time. And I called. And I went straight in because I put the action into play. And I went in, filled out the paperwork, got everything lined up. I hustled and bustled and got it a week later. And now I am officially in my own place because first I had the thought. I put it into action. I kept speaking upon it, manifesting it, and it fell right into play. And I want to say that can only truly happen is when you are truly in line with the universe.
Oh, shit.
So let me ask you this. Based on that last statement, it can only happen when you are aligned.
I believe that way, yes.
Fine. Could that happen for an individual that is getting in alignment, but not quite aligned?
Okay, if they're in their beginning stages and they're wanting to
That right there is the intention. Right, and you just gave us a list of other things, which was backing what I said up, is just not only intention for things to manifest.
Let me throw this into play. What if that person wasn't doing the action, doing the work, which a lot of people don't like doing work. They don't like. So they'll lose interest and they'll hurry up and try to find another place without realizing they could have, if they would have stood their ground, because you got to stand your ground. When you manifest something, you got to stand your ground. You got to put your intentions out there. You got to do all the action. You got to do the work. But you also have to stand on it. That's another key thing. You have to stand on it. And once you stand on it, then it will work for you. But a lot of people get impatient and they won't wait for their actual blessing to actually come forth. And they'll go ahead and go about a different route and do first serve, come, you know, what comes available sooner, I'll take it without waiting. People don't like to wait.
So check this out. Here it is right here. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
But it is easy. I'm here to tell you.
Wait.
It ain't easy. It's not easy for a person to look themselves in the mirror. Motherfuckers afraid of what they look at when they see themselves in the mirror. The real them, outside of that facade they putting on for everybody else in the real world.
They're not doing the inner work.
Self-growth.
Okay, that's what Rafiki, I'm trying to say.
Okay, Rafiki, here's the question. You say it's easy, but there's a item that you put in your list of things that, yeah, it may be easy to manifest, but doing this ain't easy.
Doing this is what?
No, wait. Being aligned.
Oh, okay. I can see that. You're
it
right.
It takes work. Like you said, people don't want to work. Working is not easy. Especially when you don't want to do it. When that intention is not there.
And so would you say being aligned takes work?
Everything takes work. If you fucking want it, hell yeah.
So in all actuality, if that is the case and we're looking at a whole bunch of people not actually putting in the work, how many people are actually truly manifesting? I guess there's no answer, but hey, that's for y'all to sit back and think about. that wasn't meant at nobody. But then again, you know what they say? A hit dog would holler.
So before we get into it deeper than what we already are, I want to throw this in. Mental said something at the beginning of his conversation. And he was talking about a witch's brewery, a big old pot. Let me just tell y'all, ladies and gentlemen, that's actually truly out there and actually are actually paying attention. you want to say witchcraft is evil. Well, let me tell you something. If it's evil, then why are you cooking? Why are you in the kitchen putting seasoning together, mixing things into your food to make it taste better when you're actually doing a form of witchery?
Hey, Rafiki, I can't allow you to come on here and call everybody a witch, man. A witch is warlock.
But I'm speaking on the truth, though. I'm speaking on the truth.
Every woman is a witch.
Go to that kitchen and you use spices. If you use spices, spices is what people like me anyways use in certain things. And I'm not going to go too deep with this because it is also sacred to us.
You're influencing the taste, which is magic, alchemy.
That's what I was going to say. Are they witches and warlocks, or are they alchemists?
It's all the same shit. Tomato, tomato.
No. One thing.
If you want to get technical, alchemy is basically the proper terminology than using the word witch. I'm sorry.
Witchcraft is just a something bad that was is a bad label to have people looking at it with an evil eye. Well, you're doing the same shit.
Why y'all think I'm trying to slow y'all roll?
And see, I also want to throw this out there. They also do it in the churches.
But wait, answer this question. Why y'all think I'm trying to slow y'all roll?
Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. My bad.
No, I'm saying when the topic is y'all, this word witch and warlocks and all that, why you think I'm trying to slow y'all roll with this word? It's a trick word, man.
It's not really a trigger word.
Yes, it is. It's not a trigger word to you.
Listen, let me put it out there. It's derogatory word.
Go to the grocery store right now and use that word. See what happens.
Well, we know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
We know motherfuckers going to look at you, got that going in like, oh my, that's the devil. Oh my God, he's evil.
Well, that's why I'm sitting up here trying to slow y'all roll from throwing that. Hey, but let me ask you this. Do you think that same person that would get triggered by the word witch would get triggered by the word alchemist?
They probably wouldn't, because they probably never heard of the word alchemist. But the witch is doing the same thing.
I get it. You are right. But hey, mental. There's something I've noticed in the streaming world.
Okay.
And, you know, sometimes doing readings, people get stuck on adjectives.
They do.
Hey, would you say you're dealing with anger? I wouldn't say anger. I would say aggression. Huh? Isn't that the same thing? Are we going to sit up here and go back and forth on an adjective?
In some cases, most people would want to. They would want to. And then just me being me, you know, hey, this adjective does such and such, such and such, such and such. The adjective that I'm saying does such and such, such and such, such and such, which is the same thing. And then once I break that to them, if they still want to harp on, well, I want this word over that word, I don't know what I want
after that. Well, basically, what that really is, hey, let's argue over this one word so I don't have to address the bigger issue and the topic that you brought up.
So harping on the adjective is just a deflecting mechanism.
Or what they call like a magician, a sleight of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look at the hand over here. Right. Or this one over here in your pocket.
In your pocket.
That's what that is. Hey, let's argue about anger or aggression. But while we sit up here arguing over that word, you know what I am not going to address? If I'm angry or not, or aggressive or not.
So check this out. So when a person does that, according to the definition, we just hypnotize them with whatever adjective. Now, the definition for adjective is to capture the whole attention. That one word just captured their whole attention. Fuck what you're trying to break down, what you're trying to convey to them. They stuck on this word.
And you said that is a what? Hypnotize?
That's the definition of hypnotize.
So they got hypnotized. Adjectives can hypnotize somebody.
And wait till we get further on in these definitions.
Holy shit.
Wait till we get further on in these definitions.
So wait. You mean I don't have to get a little silver, a little gold, a little clock and swing it back and forth to hypnotize anybody? I could just use adjectives?
What do you think is taking place in an exorcism? A bunch of words that say a demon does not like.
Man, why you gotta bring up that word, man? Now why you keep trying to push these people to fear zone, man? Exorcist?
Hey, whether they get scared or not, I can't do nothing about that.
But you're right. But big picture, the priest or the holy man goes in there and says a bunch of words.
Yeah, with his cross and his goddamn be gone juice.
Wait, in all actuality, Mr. Rafiki can speak straight to this.
You mean actually, aka holy water, aka actually moon water? Oh, what? Oops, you didn't know that, did you?
Oh man! But you know, and check this out. The next word, hypnosis. The induction of a state of consciousness in which a person apparently loses the power of voluntary action and is highly suggestion or directed.
Let me ask you a question. So when you say hypnotized, you don't mean the type of being hypnotized, like going to sleep and, hey, when you hear this word, you're going to start barking like a dog?
Man, that's theatrics, man. That's fucking theatrics, man. they're taking something that's real and capitalizing off of it financially. And you got a bunch of people goddamn signing up to the shit. So they can get viewers and ratings.
Well, what do you think about the therapist that used
the rapist? So for people that didn't catch that, if you take the word therapist, you capitalize the T, you capitalize the R in the word therapist, you have the word the rapist. Well, the words the rapist. And is that not what's going on in a place of therapy? You're getting raped mentally, especially if you're going to a psychiatrist because you're telling them all your problems. They're getting in your head at that time, becoming goddamn seeing you for who you really are, if you're being honest with them. You'll probably tell them some secrets that you ain't told nobody else because you feel safe with them, because they have another word, a degree that qualifies them to give such comforting advice.
All mental statements are mental's own and can't be held responsible for brain repair.
I mean,
if they don't like it, they don't like it. They, but whoever's listening, now one of them can email me or email you or Rafiki and say that I'm wrong. Fuck how they feel.
Hmm.
Well, since you're breaking down words, let's take the word believe and belief. What two words are actually in those words?
Be and lie.
Think about that right there. And also believe and can also be also considered as a doubt word.
And according to the definition, only thing believe means is I don't know it, but I'm willing to accept it.
Which is a form of doubt.
At the end of your work week, whoever works, at the end of your work week, do you believe your check going to be all there, or do you go and check it out and know that it's all there? I don't trust nobody that much for them to give me some money from my actions. And I just be like, all right. If you ain't one of the homies, you don't get that type of treatment.
I was about to say, man, if I hand you some money, bro, you going to count it in front of my face?
Like I said, if you one of the homies, that shit don't count. But as far as
look, even if it's a homie, I'm just going to be blunt with you. I'm going to stand right there and count that money in front of you to make sure it's right on point.
And I wouldn't need
if
to.
If it's not on homie, point, we're going to have a discussion about it.
That homie know whether they shortchanged you or not. That homie know. Anybody that got a debt and goes to pay that debt, they know if they gonna shortchange the motherfucker they got damn owed. And here's the honesty and the I wouldn't really call it respect, but I guess you could. Hey, Paul, I know we owe you 50, but here go 40. Instead of me just balling him up to $40, handing it to him and walking off, then he go to count it, hit me up. Hey, man, you know that was on the phone. Man, stop lying. Stop, man, I swear it was up, man. And then he would go with lies and shit. Right back to that word lie.
That's the reason why I like your words, Paul. Trust, but verify.
Good words to live by, huh?
When do you stop verifying, Rafiki?
Hence the reason why I said, even if you're a homie or not, I'm going to count that money to make sure that money, before you leave my site, that money's going to be counted to make sure it's all there. Even if you say, you know, I can say it's 40 that I'm reaching you, but I'm actually reaching you 30. You know, I could be fibbing there too. Let's verify this first. I'm going to trust that you're handing me what you say you're handing me. But before you step off, let me verify this.
When do you stop verifying, or do you stop verifying?
You never stop verifying.
Paul, when do you stop verifying, or do you stop verifying?
Depends on who it is, but after I will verify somebody's information. After a while, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. And if they say something that really don't sit right in my spirit, I go look it up.
Okay. And there was no reason. That was a Black Power moment, y'all. There was no reason for that. It's just, you know, I have nothing to come back with after that. I just wanted to know.
Oh, all right. All right.
So, as we move on to the next word, I only got one more word, maybe two. I got one more word. This word is one of my favorites because a lot of people are in this word. And that word is possession. An item of property. Something belonging to one. That's one. And here's my favorite definition of the word. Of a demon or spirit, especially an evil one, have complete power over someone and can be manifested. Now, since we, you know, hit the subject of religion earlier, I think it's probably just, you know, okay to keep going with it. My God, my God, my God, my God, this, my God, that. It's just yours, though, huh, homie? Ain't nobody else got but yours. Okay.
But I want to throw this out right there. Even if we use the word God, that's actually just a title. What is God's name? What is God's name? Because scripture says, call him by his name.
Ooh.
God is not his name. God is just a title, y'all. What is God's name? It says his name, y'all.
And nope, that's not his name. He tells y'all his name. People think that he told Moses his name, which was I am that I am, which is not. He didn't say that that's his name. He told y'all in one of them verses somewhere that I am a jealous God. There will be no God before me. Therefore, my name is jealous.
Think about that right there.
If your God created everything in existence, even the thing that you were idolizing or whatever.
Since you spoke it out, I want to speak out.
You won't. Hold on, Rafiki. Hold on. Because I feel somebody out there, my God ain't jealous. Yeah, he pretty much is. Pretty much is, G. Because, again, back to the same question. Why would you be jealous of something you created? You are so intelligent, you created yourself, according to some of the scriptures. You that smart, you created yourself. What the fuck is there for you to be jealous of? Something you created? Okay, well, that mean now you have some type of issues, some type of mental issues going on. You know, you either got mommy or daddy issues. And, you know, and if we go to the Gnostics, I could see him having mommy issues because, anyway, God, supposedly, according to the Gnostics, is the child of a lady named Sophia. She had this child out of, I don't want to say wedlock, but we would say wedlock today. But it's nothing like that. So she hid him in some clouds away from everything and everybody else. It grew up thinking that was the only one and created everything. Now, this is according to the Gnostics. This is not mental. Y'all go to the Gnostics. His mom's name was Sophia. She hid his ass in some clouds. It grew up, you know, as a demiurge, you know. Got bored, started creating shit. Started creating what we think or what we know to be as the solar system, according to the Gnostics. And the God of the Bible is actually this being that I'm speaking about. Name is Yaldabaoth, according to the Gnostics. Some of y'all might have heard him before. But someone who is jealous of something, usually because they're lacking in that jealousy. Whatever they're jealous to something about or someone about. You know, I'm jealous of this person because they got this, I ain't got that. Only lackers are jealous. There's no reason for a God to be jealous. So this is where its possession starts to come in. Now, God is so possessed with wanting to be loved, it created a species, according to the scriptures, it created man for man to love it. Something so powerful needed love from its creation. I don't understand it, but you know, I'm not gonna, you know, beat them up for it. But you know, to me, that just shows lack somewhere. Well, in that case, love, right? So now, the possession starts even more and gets more when it starts to create sins. We're back to the word sins again. Sins, if you don't do this, I'm going to punish you. But me doing this to get punished, I was following the steps of free will that you gave me. You gave me free will, and then when I made my free will, I was punished by it. Anyway, Rafiki, you want to say something?
So, with that scripture that you said, I will not have any other God. Or no, it says, I will not have any other gods before me, for I am a jealous God.
Who's right? He's jealous.
Now, wait. The reason why I wanted to stop you there a minute ago is I wanted to point this out right here. Why, if he was the only God out there, why would he even mention the word plural gods with the S, which is plural, meaning more than one God?
Yeah, well, Rafiki,
that in itself is their God in that Bible or in that Torah or in that
whatever
Quran or whatever. It is stating right there that there were other gods that was out there. So I want you all to really ponder on that for a moment.
Oh, okay. 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 So finish up on this possession real quick. Oh man, I'm loving this. Ba-da-pa-pa-pa. Okay, so nope, that was it. That was it. That was it. And Paul, you got something to say? Just chilling.
Okay. His brain is working. His brain is really working over there.
Wow. Yeah, I was looking for something in the Bible where I think Paul admits to lying.
Where what?
Paul admits to lying.
Oh. Go to the verse where Jesus lied to Mary.
Are we talking about Paul? Are we talking about Paul, or are we actually talking about Saul?
No, I'm talking about Paul.
Again, are we talking about Paul, or are we talking about Saul?
Well, Saul, I'm talking about, you know, in his writings, shout out to Coach Renz, but Coach Renz was talking about this, you know, everything we're people think we're Christians, but they're Christians, but they all Paulinians.
Yeah, I heard because, him say
that. Yeah, and he was talking about how a lot of Christianity is set up through the view of what Paul said, and then there is a part in the part where he admits in the Bible that he lied.
Are you talking about where he says that when I was amongst the Gentiles, I was a Gentile. When I was amongst the Jews, I was a Jew. Is that the one?
I don't think so.
If I was amongst the Romans, I would be a Roman. If I was amongst the Jews, I was actually a Jew.
So would that go with the phrase, it's not where you from, it's where you at?
It also can go with the phrase, whoever wins the war gets to tell the story.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Which is why we believe 95% of the bullshit we believe right now. Because the victor lied all through these damn scholastic books, and we believe it. And then when we believe it, we grow up.
They are believing lie that's within it.
We when we believe it, right? You start to get possessed by it. Now you're not even thinking clearly. Now you're not even moving the same way because you're focused on some shit that was designed to throw your whole mental off, to throw your whole world off, your whole thinking of an existence, if that makes sense. When you're possessed by something, though you think you're thinking what you are and you saying what you are, but it ain't you. It's that spirit you done let goddamn come in and move in, whether it be good or bad. You know, like when Pastor Johnson's was up there last week and about to be in there a couple of days from now, and somebody in the pew, you know, after sermon, ooh, Pastor did it today. Yeah, child, he was moved by the Spirit. He was possessed by the Spirit.
Mm.
And y'all think possession ain't real and shit. When people think of possession, it automatically goes to evil thoughts.
All right. I think I found it.
Which does what? After it possesses them, it puts them in a trance, which is the next definition. And trance, we hear that all the time when we say, oh, this language was translated. Well, that's the same thing. It's the same thing as a trance. Yeah, it's spelled different, but it's the same shit. It's the same shit. Your half-conscious state characterized by an absence of response to an external stimuli, typically induced by a hypnosis, there's that word again, or entered by a medium. Trance, in the state of hypnosis. What does hypnosis mean? State of consciousness in which a person apparently loses the power of voluntary action. Some of y'all out there hypnotized. Some of y'all out there is possessed with stuff and you're in trances all by a spell. Thankfully, the English spell. Everybody give it up for me.
I think it's Romans 3. It says, what if some were unfaithful? Will their unfaithfulness nullify God's faithfulness? Not at all. God be true, and every human being be a liar, which includes him.
But there's also a scripture in there that also says, let every man be a liar except for the word.
Mm. But wait, Rafiki.
Mm.
Here's the thing. Mm. Who gave us that word?
Who gave you the word sin? Who gave you the word hell? Who gave you the word heaven? Jesus, God, Yahweh, Yahshua, Yahawashah, all the...
Listen, that's the reason why the English language is the hardest. I said it. The hardest, because everything that was translated in a different language into this English language... And if we actually get into actually who wrote the Bible, because there's many different theories out there on who wrote the Bible, did Paul actually sit down and actually write all what he wrote? Or was there actually somebody a couple years later that actually wrote it down, like Moses? Who actually wrote all that stuff? Who wrote that stuff down? It was all translated from Greek and Hebrew. But when you go into the Greek and Hebrew, the meaning is totally different, which is the spells that's being casted upon us, especially where it says, you know, and you know, throughout the whole scripture that, you know, it's the right way. It's been there from the very beginning. But when you got pieces that are missing, and then when people find out what is actually being said and actually being done, they're like, wow. You mean I fell for this? I fell for it because they put me into a fear factor. If I don't do it a certain way, I'm condemned to an alternately brimstone and fire. And nobody wants to burn for eternity, right?
You know how long eternity is? That's a long ass time.
But here's the thing about it is, but wait, here's But wait, here's the thing about it is, but science has proven that there's actually a molecule within our DNA that we can't be separated from our creator. So who is this creator that we speak of? Nobody truly knows who the actual creator truly is. That's the reason why you have so many different religions out there today, because it's all been man-made. Man-made.
Y'all want to know where the Bible
is? Wait, I got a question. I got a question for both of y'all.
Okay.
Y'all might like this question.
I might have an answer. I hope I got an answer.
Is the Bible a book of spells?
Yeah, of course it is.
A book of spells that's hypnotized.
Well, fuck yeah.
Dig into the scriptures in the very beginning of Genesis. It talks about the breastplate of righteousness that has 12 different types of stones in it, which are actually crystals. Jasper is a crystal. All of them, rubies is a crystal. All of that is crystals. When you're in when you are doing incense, that is a form of what? You're clearing the air for what? You're clearing like frankincense, myrrh, all of that. That's in your Bible, y'all. But yet you guys are so steadfast of that one word that was mentioned a little while ago, of which, of the evil side. So my question to you all, is it really evil if it's really written in your own scripture?
Well, hold up, Rafiki.
And you guys do it, especially the Catholics. They do it the most. They got the candles. They got the frankincense, the myrrh. They got the sage. They got all of that. Yes. They do that in every ceremony. They are actually taking the bread and breaking it, the wine as representing the blood.
Isn't that witchcraft?
All deals with spelling.
You drinking wine and it's symbolizing the blood of Jesus. I don't want to drink nobody.
What are you guys really doing? You guys are being cannibals when you are classifying one thing into another thing. You're being cannibalistic.
Hold up, y'all.
I'm sorry. I'm getting excited.
I need to stop y'all.
I'm getting excited.
And roll on back. Because you got to think about what I asked y'all.
Is the Bible a book of spells? My answer was yes.
Wait.
The book of spells that hypnotizes. My answer was yes.
Wait, hold up. But then what's the bigger picture of that, Mental?
The bigger picture.
Wait. When somebody's hypnotized, what does that give you the ability to do?
Whatever the fuck you want to do to them.
Oh, control them?
And that's Ooh. That's.
Oh, wait. So now you see where I'm going with this? Hey, didn't they say, have you ever heard religion was created to control people?
Exactly.
Yeah, I heard that before.
So
yeah.
Wait. So the That's way, okay. huh?
Go ahead.
Wait. You see where I'm headed now? If this system was created to control people, how am I going to get people under control? I gotta hypnotize them.
Mm.
And how can I hypnotize them? Mm. With these books, get them to keep reading these books of spells. Now y'all can respond to that.
I'm just gonna say this right here.
I cannot respond to that because you just summed up basically what I was speaking on. So go ahead with your bad self.
So. Since we are doing a little, for a bonus word, the etymology of religion, since we're talking about it, is religare or religare, depending on where you're from, it depends on how you pronounce it. Which means to bind, to tie down, and to hold back. That's pretty much a big picture of what religion is. It is having you to give away your power, looking for something, some comfort without, when it's really within. You're a whole 360. You're doing it totally wrong or totally different.
Any other thing you wanted to address when it comes to spell?
No, that was it. I pretty much got it all, man. I covered Rafiki? Everything I wanted to cover.
Rafiki? Any last thoughts on the spells that, you know?
I'll say this right here. If you are a spiritual person and you do not know what you're doing with your crap, be careful, because karma can come back on you. I did want to put that out there. If you do it with bad intentions, it can backfire on you if you don't know what you're doing. So if you don't know what you're doing, then don't even attempt it, because it can backfire on you. I wanted to put that out there.
I want to circle back,
Well, let's circle then. What's wrong with your circles?
I did ask, are your thoughts more powerful than actually speaking it out loud? Which would get back to the spell stuff. Thoughts are the beginning. Without the thought, you cannot ever get to a goal of the manifestation. Yes, the want to and action, like Rafiki pointed out, is also important. But
I'm looking for a certain quote, but could you carry on?
All right. I guess I need to observe more on to see if the thought, how could you know if it's the thought or the spoken word that actually is stronger? Unless you just judge by your own, because you can't see someone else's thoughts.
That's why I said they both hold some of the, it's like neither, they're, one doesn't have more than the other, because it takes both. If you just think it, just having a thought, it ain't going to do nothing. Yeah, you put in that frequency out there in the omniverse by thinking it. But I mean, you got most steps to do in order for it to manifest. The intention, you got fucking the action, like Rafiki spoke, the words of whatever it is, the actual doing the work. Shit, I would say neither. Shit, that's the biggest one right there, doing the work.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. Listen to this very carefully. And I think this will sum it up to what you was asking, Paul. A dream written down with a date becomes a goal. A goal broken down into steps becomes a plan. A plan backed by action becomes reality. The dream was the thought. Writing it down became the goal, then it became the plan because you broke it down into deeper steps. So basically, if you want to classify what I basically did with this place, I dreamed it, I thought it, I wrote it down, broke it down into steps, put it into action, and then the action became my reality.
Now, damn, Rafiki, now you just made me have another question. I was trying to wrap this shit up. Now I got another question. Is speaking the same as writing?
I feel that it's a form of it, yes. I feel that that when you write something down, because what you're doing, you're actually doing the action. You're doing the work by writing it down. You got a date there.
It's the and it's the same thing. It's a thought. You're speaking and writing one. I could speak the thought, or I could write the thought down.
Because that's, I mean, the quote is a dream, aka the thoughts. Because what are you doing when you're dreaming?
Subconsciously thinking.
Bingo. So when you write it down and you date it, it becomes a goal. But then when you break the goal down into different steps on how you're going to do this, how you going to do the goal without first having the goal? And then once you write it down or speak it out into different steps on how it can be broken down into, okay, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do this, I need to do that. And then you got to do it by the action. I just can't write it without putting any work in behind it, which that would be the action. And then the action does officially become your reality.
Mental.
And I want to do a shout out. This goes to my brother Terrell, because that's who I got it from.
All right. What up, Terrell? How are you doing?
Mental. So, Rafiki, this is not challenging you or anything. It's just, it's nothing. But what you what you just read, that would be a manifestation. That would be the steps of a manifestation.
Correct.
Right. You know, just in case some people was out there a little lost, what he just said was the steps of manifestation. So he just gave you the blueprint of how to manifest.
Side note, in the thing it says the King Leo, which Tarot is a Leo, it says King Leo revealed how to manifest. Talk is cheap.
Mental. Is writing the same as speaking?
Is writing the same as speaking? Well, of course, writing it down is not the same thing of saying it out your mouth. So I would have to say no.
All right.
But it is, they're both is relaying a thought.
So could they be just as, both be just as powerful?
Yeah. But I wouldn't go, I wouldn't say that one is more powerful than the other.
All right. As we wrap it up, last words, anything? Y'all good?
I'm good.
All right.
You all are stars, so shine like one.
Yeah, and I'd like to thank y'all for joining us for episode 3. It's called Spelling for a Reason. Know thyself, balance your energy.
Niggas wanna battle me. T-H-E, Ava, okay, Eve, others wanna battle me. But this is any day, cause holding mics ain't new to me. You can try my style so you can see that your lyrics incomplete when you put them next to me. My lyrics cold and pussy lips in Siberian. Niggas think they competitive, but they really inferior. Turkey shocking niggas like they stepping on the third rail. My niggas rapping quiet storms, my niggas ringing storms of hell. I heard you killed 3 niggas out in California. Heard you stole a key and Eve running my feet down in Florida. That's bullshit, cause if you put in work, there be no trailer park. There be no nigga above you telling you when you should punch a clock. Telling the truth, I think you just living another pipe dream. What's you gonna see the money, hoping that you can see the cream. But see, I ride like crack, I roll like lust. I watch these niggas silly stunts, these niggas think they walk over, they rap upon me. Most niggas call me Cherokee, I touch that trap with Franco when I make the sick the enemy.
So who are you?
You niggas think you hot, you niggas think you hardcore, but niggas you niggas feel you not.
So where you at?
I'm blazing in the swats, I represent Atlanta, why these other niggas not?
So now you know.
That is rules to the game. I know I'm a young nigga, but the treatment is the same. You choose your life and the bullshit you go through in it. It's a test, and if you use your mind one day, you might can win it. But all these proven points to everybody but yourself, you miss a chance, and now you wanna scream about some sudden death.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25, and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.